there a metaphor to the resistor? How does that translate into the, you know,
our resistance? Yes,
amplifies.
Our pictures are our resistance. Our pictures are what's causing our resistance to sing a lot.
Resistance is bringing the current down, and it actually can amplify the current.
Well, it's amplifying our NAV current. It's not amplifying our ALA current.
Right. So it's reducing our light.
On a certain level of the NAS, we live in a world where it feels like there's two currents. There's a positive current and a negative current. But in the truth, in the deep, you know, there's only one current.
Directly.
So in a way, it's kind of interesting because it's like you say, you know, well, does it, you know, amplify it, or is it, you know, whatever? It's like what Giovanna was saying, it's the NAVs that get inflamed, but it's like what I wanted to add was that it's like a level of darkness in the clay that we have because we're human, and that consciousness is lower.
So it's kind of like like in the hose, if you have a water hose.
Shorting out.
So you take a hose that has water in it, and you crimp it. The water can still get through, but there's a lot of pressure around that crimp. That's where the resistance is at. So when you clean that out, it straightens out. And so you may have heard of some of the more popular writers, like Neil Donald Walsh, who wrote the Conversations with God books, and Louise Hay, who talked about Heal Your Body. And they use affirmations to help to clean this circuitry. That's kind of what their goal is, which is really a long way of going about it, but eventually it works. But one of the statements that Neil Donald Walsh makes that I like, he says that once you make a declaration that I am forgiveness, or whatever quality that you say that you want to begin to get bigger in your life or manifest more in your life, that everything unlike that comes into your being. And the reason for that is, if I say that I am going to be forgiveness, so I'm going to have the quality of forgiveness. How do I know I have forgiveness unless I've had many, many, many things to forgive to show me that, yep, I really do have that quality? But the other piece of that's happening is that as soon as you make that declaration, you make your intention that I'm going to be forgiveness or be more merciful or whatever it is that you want to improve in your life, that you turn on the circuit in your body that carries that. So it's like you just flipped the power switch, and when you flip that switch, now that's really going to resonate very strongly, and it's going to have to mirror to you on a pretty regular basis what's in the way of me having that quality. So if I am having issues around forgiveness, it's going to light up all my pictures that are creating issues around forgiveness and are causing problems for me to forgive. Is that clear with everybody so far? Okay.
It's almost like the resonation with our names, our Sufi names.
It is. It's all a frequency thing.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's a whole science around sound.
It's like you look at what your name is and you go, oh, what is that? You know, it's like, you know, and then all of a sudden you start realizing that the deeper you walk, the more you actually move into that.
Embodying that.
Resonation.
Yeah.
It's really beautiful.
So, again, I just want to say that whenever you have any reaction, any judgment, even if it's a really, really strong, good judgment, it's still a reflection of some place that you're holding a picture, something that needs to be cleaned. Wayne Dyer also uses this, a little illustration about an orange. If you take an orange and you squeeze it really hard, then all you're going to get out of that orange is orange juice. You can only get out of it what's inside of it. So when somebody squeezes us, which is what happens when we're triggered, somebody has squeezed us, that they're only going to get out of us what's inside of us. So when we get squeezed, how we respond, what comes out of us, shows us what's been inside of us. Revealing the batine again, what's the hidden part that needs to be cleaned. This is when our NAFs get squeezed. So until we totally clean our NAFs, those will be the kinds of responses that we'll have. So who or what can be our mirrors? Anybody have suggestions on who are good mirrors? Mm-hmm. Beloveds are one of the best mirrors. That's their job.
Family.
Kids. Yeah, kids are really one of the cleanest mirrors. They can really show you right away. Anything else? Anyone else?
Coworkers,
employers. And even your car, your computer. You ever had any, you know, equipment that just didn't seem to work right?
The one that I'm working with right now, my furnace stopped working in my home. And I'm like, Allah, what are you doing? It's like, what is this? Huh? It won't go on with a pilot light, huh? Okay, well, but I mean, it's really kind of like, you know, but that's, yeah, you're absolutely right.
I'm listening to Money in the Holy Way, so it's a lot of it is your finances.
Your finances definitely are a mirror of how you're holding, receiving, or money, or, So I just wanted to read one paragraph out of the meanings of the names of our Lord on the quality of Al-Jabbar, the irresistible. It says, Al-Jabbar is the one whose will overrides everything. No one is outside the influence of his power. He has power over his creation, what he wills. So surrender to his decree and know that nothing that strikes you could have missed you. Allah, Allah, Allah. So again, this is just reemphasizing the point that everything is from Allah. So I just want to actually now kind of switch from doing it on the outside way and talking about the electrical circuit way and talking about more from Sidi's perspective and going into Sidi's writings on this. So back to Path to Allah on page 51. It says, let us go through the outward appearances and act righteously, being in the hands of God, and testify how he, with a capital H, praise be to the Most High, appears in everything in a divine way, giving unto each thing its own qualities, its own fragrance, its own adab, and its own divine revelation. So the first thing he asks us to do is to go through the outward appearances and go even deeper to see what's beyond that. So what should we do if somebody pushes our buttons? If somebody triggers us, what have we used in the past and how well did that work? And how effective was that for you in getting you what you wanted?
Another head popped up, right? And they were scarier.
So should we be going to people and giving them feedback and telling them, you know, what they did wasn't right and how it hurt our feelings and how they should do it differently and here's how they can go fix themselves? Is that going to be helpful or effective, do you think? But yet.
Yeah, I think so too. If it's done without blame and owning your peace, that it can be effective. But that's not an easy thing to do. Particularly if you're in the moment and the trigger, it's not going to happen.
Exactly. If you're in the moment and you're triggered, it won't happen. I was just telling Tony and Kathy that in the last couple of weeks that I got a cease and desist letter saying that somebody else has used the name that I have on my business, Positive Changes Hypnosis. They trademarked it so I could no longer use that name. And I had to write him like a letter to tell him whether I was going to do this voluntarily or was he going to have to sue me to get me to stop using that name. And I said it was a good thing I had a week to write this letter. Because if I'd had to respond in that moment, it would not have been held in a very loving way, and I would have been definitely trying to tell him to go where to fix himself, if not other things as well. But because I had a week to sit with it, I kept going back to Allah and getting the same thing. The letter I wrote was a very different place. But normally, in the moment, when we're still triggered, that is not the time or place to go and talk with someone.
What I've been doing is, because I'm not sure sometimes when I get angry, I go and I go back and walk and find out what is going on with me and what it's all about. And sometimes it's not always all me, but I do need to watch the part of it that is me. And once I do that, then I will, and which is very hard for me, but I've learned to go and talk to my husband. And by the time my stuff is washed, then I'm not triggered by anything, and I'm able to communicate in a way which comes across very loving and communicate to him, you know, the situation and what's going on, you know, like what why this happened, and I was angry or hurt about it, blah, 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 blah. But as long as my stuff is washed, it doesn't come across as any bitterness or picking on him or controlling or anything. It comes across in a very loving way, and I'm able to say it. But sometimes it is necessary, and Allah shows me that it is necessary, or sometimes not, but sometimes it is necessary for me to express my feelings to him, because it's something that I never do and I hold it inside. But as long as I wash my part of it, then I'm okay with, you know, and ask Allah, what is the next step? And sometimes he shows me it is, the next step is to go and talk to my husband and tell him that my feelings are hurt, or I was angry, and I just want to tell you that I was angry because I don't want to hold it in and resent you for the whole next week.
Okay.
So,
what percentage of time do you think it is a shareable thing, moment or not shareable moment? Actually, what...
That you should actually go to the other person and talk to them?
Yeah, actually, I kind of...
Almost never.
Yeah, that's kind of what I do, is the almost never. When I get triggered, I don't share.
Even later? Even after I clean it? It's like, after I've cleaned it, then they don't need to mirror it anymore, so it's probably... If I really, truly clean it, it's not going to happen again, but I would say less than 5% of the time you really need to go talk to the other person.
Well, once my husband told me to shut up, like really mean, and it was Thanksgiving, because I asked him not to cook a turkey right on the oven when he opened the oven, and it was like a 23-pound turkey put on the oven. I said, honey, please don't put that turkey on the oven. I said it in a very loving way, and I made sure, and he said, shut up, like that, really mean, and it really hurt my feelings. So I really went and washed it, but then when I told him later in a loving way, and there was people there, family was over, and I says, please don't ever tell me to shut up. That was very hurtful. And in that case, I thought it was appropriate for me to tell him not to tell me to shut up, because that was very hurtful for him to say that, and I don't think people should, I don't think that shut up to your beloved is a very nice thing.
Well, I'm not saying that the other people's behaviors are going to be nice, because, I mean, for me to go to a $3,000 workshop and not even get called on or, checked in with, I didn't think that was right. So I'm not saying that their behavior is acceptable behavior, but I'm saying that the reason they're behaving that way is, again, to reveal something that's hidden inside of me or inside of you.
I saw that it wasn't me, though.
And once you go clean that, then they won't need to repeat that behavior if you really cleaned it, because... The mirror principle isn't going to happen. The mirror principle still happens, but what they'll be mirroring now is this new place that you're in.
So do you think that once I clean that part of myself, because I did see what the thing was in me, do you think that when I clean that part, he wouldn't say shut up to me like
right.
that anymore?
Right.
And if he did, it wouldn't upset me. It wouldn't matter.
I can give you a couple examples with my stepson, Kevin, who you've all heard me whine and bitch about many, many times. But about a year and a half ago, my husband was, really having lots of issues with Kevin. He was pretty much a compulsive liar. Almost everything he said was a lie, even on little things that didn't make any difference. And my husband was having issues with God, that God was a liar, and that God hadn't been truthful with him, didn't tell him that this is how it was going to be, and wasn't fulfilling his promises, and blah, 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 blah. So he goes to this workshop with Salima, ends up taking the promise with Salima. Obviously, there's a shift in him because of the promise. Lo and behold, my stepson quits lying when he's at our house. Nobody worked with Kevin. Nobody had any sessions with him. But because my husband changed, now it doesn't mean Kevin doesn't lie when he's at home with his mom, because he still does, but when he's at our house, he doesn't lie. Or if he does, it's a very small amount in comparison to how it used to be. So again, it's just like the children is one of our best mirrors, because they're going to always put right in your face the stuff that you're not willing to hold about yourself. So let me read a couple of the paragraphs again out of Seedy's writings, and it'll help make this a little more clear.
Can I ask a question first?
Sure.
So, because I'm still working on this, I'm sure we'll...
Well, we all do.
...forever.
Yeah.
But, alhamdulillah, is if I'm saying my husband, or let's use your example, because my husband's here in the sick, because it makes it a little safer for me. Like going back and saying, God, don't tell me to shut up.
Exactly, because everything we see in everybody else, and I'm going to get to this, is how we see God.
So there absolutely is absolutely no need to go back to that person.
Almost
because
never.
If that other person is God, say no. Right?
Sarah, what this says, though, doesn't matter. I mean, what this says, though, is that, you know, if you are a very enlightened person, then no one would ever treat you in any way that was bad.
Right. And in between times, we're in our own station where we're at, and people are going to treat us bad, or really, really good at times, that we're going to respond to.
Now, what
I...
Yeah, that is absolutely...
People treat CD bad, it just doesn't bother them.
Right.
People treated Jesus bad.
Well, CD said we have to be the ground. Hold on, garbage on the ground.
So, let me read this next paragraph, because I think this will make things more clear.